Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. First off, I need to apologize for my flaky upload schedule lately. My real job, my schedule changed and kind of messed up the flow that I had going. I usually work on my podcast like right after work, but my hours changed. So I need to make some adjustments and get back to, you know, being consistent. So I made those adjustments, and now I think I have a schedule that I can kind of stick to. With that being said, in today's episode, I wanted to get back into doing my Netflix thing. The number one movie trending came out a week ago, so I'm late on this one. It's called Don't Look Up, and it's a pretty star-studded affair with Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, Jonah Hill, Kate Blanchett, just off the top of my head, to name a few. It's listed as a comedy, but it's also kind of science fiction as well. But what is this about? I mean, the basic setup, I mean, it's pretty basic. I mean, Kate is a PhD candidate, student still doing her research. She's looking through this telescope, discovers this comet. You know, she tells everyone, including her professor, Randall, Leonardo's character, and they start working on the location and telemetry and all of that good stuff to see where it's headed, and they discover it's on a collision course with Earth. Impact is going to be in a little over 6 months, and it's an extinction-level event. This comet's so big that, you know, the Earth, no one will survive, basically. So they report it through the proper channels and eventually get to, you know, the White House and the president. However, it doesn't seem like anyone really understands the importance of this news or how, you know, the gravity of the situation. I mean, the world is going to end in 6 months. And, yeah, they just treat it casually. They announce it, and it's not even a trending story. And that's where I'll stop. I mean, from there, they go on this media tour that deals with social media, politics, and how all of that spins in that 24-hour news cycle. So, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 55% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 78%. And what did I think? Well, let's start with these positives. I mean, the cast, I mean, doesn't need to be mentioned, but, you know, I'll mention it anyway. The cast is all top-notch. Great performances, which is, you know, they didn't disappoint. It's kind of what I expected. And it definitely works as a comedy. Now, they're not a bunch of laugh-out-loud moments here, but it was pretty funny throughout. There were even some running gags that you have to kind of pay attention to keep going, like charging for snacks at the White House, I thought. Them bringing that up was pretty funny. And a lot of the comedy is played, like, straight here. It's not a goofy type situation, which, you know, wouldn't really match the tone of what they had going on here. This is a pretty serious situation, I should say. And they used the current political climate to kind of put a comedic spin on how the situation like that might be handled, you know, with today's news. And the funny thing is, and ultimately the sad thing about it, is I could actually see this scenario playing out in real life just like it did in the movie. So it ends up being, you know, extremely relatable. Another thing I liked about this was the actual ending and how it paid off the promise. And, you know, we got it. I mean, there's this massive comet coming in 6 months, and they don't cheat us. We get the comet, and we get the aftermath of that. It's pretty, changes the tone of the movie and gets kind of serious at the end there. And that's where my negatives start. I think some of the areas they've delved into, a little more subtlety would have been required. I mean, you need a scalpel sometimes instead of a butcher knife, because some of it can come off a little smug and mean-spirited, I should say. I mean, you don't need to beat us over the head with some of the stuff. Just present it and let us come to our own conclusions. The ending took on more of a serious nature that didn't really match the tone in the rest of the movie. While it does lighten up during the end credits, and you're going to want to watch some of the end credits here, it just got way too heavy and melodramatic for my taste. And finally, it's way too long. This sits at 2 hours and 18 minutes, and a lot of it wasn't needed. They would make a point, then have a similar scene later making the same point. There's travel scenes. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff here that you just didn't need. I'm like, you know, let's get to it. Let's move on. If they could have kept the pace with the first 30 minutes, in the first 30 minutes, I mean, a bunch of stuff happens, and we're in the movie, and then it kind of feels like they stretched it out for no particular reason. I'm not quite sure if they really needed it to do that. I mean, not sure what the script called for, but had they kept that pacing a much tighter, and dare I say, it would have been better for the story if they would have kept it right around a 90-minute target. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to say yes. Yes, I did. I'll put this one right at a 70% on the Rotten scale. While a bit too long-winded in a lot of the scenes, a bit heavy-handed, and some uneven tone issues, I enjoyed the cast and how they injected humor into this situation. I really could see things playing out this way in reality, which, you know, like I said, was sad and funny at the same time. I just wish they would have shown a little more restraint and played it down the middle with the message they were trying to convey. It is a time investment. Like I said, it's 2:18, but, you know, I think it's worth it if you have the time. Put it in your queue and just, you know, check it out when you have enough time. You want to watch some satire on politics and celebrities and the news cycle, how that all works. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Instagram, Facebook, mostly low-budget movies. Check me out there. I post all my links and posters of all the good stuff there. And yeah, now that I have figured out my scheduling and how I'm going to do things, you are going to get more content, not necessarily full-blown podcasts, but, well, you'll see. And, you know, this is the first week I'm trying it out, so we will see how it goes. Still going to be doing the full-length podcast, but also, you know, trying to do some little mini things in between there and suggestions so I can become more of a fleshed-out situation instead of just randomly doing things like I'm doing now. So anyway, again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking around to rock with me. I greatly appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.